Because I can't let them pass me up and try to show me. You know what I'm saying? So I had to be real. And I grew into this man, you feel me, that's trying to get better every day, trying to spread love back to the youth. Like, that's my main thing. Spread love back to the youth in any type of way I can. Like I said, I coach football. And I'm spreading love to the youth because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, when we at the Osborne, ain't nobody really come up there like that. You know what I'm saying? Who came up there? We had teachers that showed love. Like, no disrespect. We had teachers. Yeah. Rest in peace, Coach Coker. Mr. Johnson, we had hella teachers. But I'm talking about, like, people that came to, like, come back and, like, get back to the community. Like, you know what I'm saying? People.
Yeah,
like,
that's real.
Huh?
No, I said that's real. We ain't had no Big Sean's that went to Osborne.
We ain't seen none of them people come back to Osborne and be like, you can be what you can be. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is how it's done. We didn't have that. Like, we didn't have none of that. So it was like the people that we knew was OGs. Like, you know what I'm saying? And OGs was still around. And that's
so bad. I got a question for you. I'm going to cut you off a little bit, man. And because I know you, you feel me? I know you from back when, you feel me? And I ain't gonna go into too much details, man, but I know it was a few times, man, where like your future was like,
woo,
you feel me, was on a, you feel me, on a shoestring, where like, you feel me, like the doors was almost closed on you a couple times, you feel me?
Absolutely.
And then like you kept, you feel me, you kept picking yourself back up, man. So I just wanna like know, like back then, like back then, what was the thought? I mean, like, you say, like, you feel me, like, you didn't want to fail or nothing like that, but, like, and you was angry. So I know what caused you to, you know, move in that route. But then, like, what was, like, the way, I mean, like, you said the wake-up call was the losing the homies, you feel me, and stuff like that. But, like, was it one particular moment where, like, it was, like, this was the last straw? Like, you feel me, this was the last straw type shit.
Man, it wasn't really no last straw. I was going with the most, like you said, it was a lot of times where it was like almost over for me, for real.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? It was over. But like, I just feel like it was like almost like I just kept going with the motion. I feel like I was seasoned different. Like, even though I was out there, you know, just being a product of my environment, like I still had grandparents. I still had, you know, my pops at home. You feel me? I still had a pop that was on my head. I mean, I feel like to a certain degree they understand, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? When we left that door, you feel me? It's different. You feel me? Like, ain't nothing they can really, you know what I'm saying? You make your own choices at that. I mean, everything they taught you and stuff that go out the door when you leave the door. I mean, it don't go out the door, but I'm saying they can't do nothing for you no more. Like that, you out there now. You know what I'm saying? When we go to
school, I know what you mean.
Go to school, you feel me? You can skip school, you can go whatever. They can drop you off at the door. It's your choice, you know what I'm saying, on what you gonna do, you feel me, if you season well. Yeah. And a lot of times, you feel me, I got out of a lot of trouble through my parents and stuff like that. And, like, in the grace of God, for real, shit, that's all I can say. Like, me and you both know, like, we know this like that. He was all, like, sure, I can't, it's thing. Like, that's it, you feel me, because I just kept going through the motions. Like, I just kept going through the motions, you feel me, I told you, I graduated out of high school. I ain't graduated with E&M through regular. I graduated through summer school. I went through summer school I had day school and night school senior year. Like, damn, nigga, you got, I was school all day. I graduated out of summer school. So, you feel me?
So now we're gonna try to transition now. You feel me? I'm throwing these questions at you, but not just to, you know, throw you off a little bit, but it's kind of also to throw you off a little bit. Now we're gonna transition to the music now. You feel me? And understanding where Detroit music was back then to where it is now. You feel me? And now where do you see yourself, you feel me, being able to, you know, make a name or, you know, edge your little, you know, fingerprint inside of that Detroit, you know, music scene. You feel me? So basically, like, you know, back then where the music is, you know, where the music was, and now you see the opportunity. Like, what opportunities you see now with Detroit music versus back then when you was coming up?
Man, when I was coming up, we was off the Blade, Big Hurt, you know what I'm saying? It was by the time I got to high school, it was Dope Boy Cash Out. It was a lot of flashiness and stuff like that. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Not Detroit rap. Yeah, back then, Detroit was flashy, hitting the club, you know what I'm saying, had that Detroit print. Like, that was it, you feel me? From rock bottom to Cheddar Boys, it was flashy, just coming from the city, pull up, Bell Isle, pull up, Chandler Park. You know what I'm saying? It was that type of music. You had to then when I got to high school, like, you know, Dope Boy Cash out, even more flashy, young cats getting it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had Stretch in them. Shout out to Stretch, big homie. And you know, you just, you know, now I feel like Detroit music is just turned like, well, music period, but plus Detroit music just turned into like a beat and just flow. You feel me? Just it turned into a more of a flow thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a cold beat and you can say a couple lines that sound good, like, they got to put a perky in the turkey. Perky in the turkey. You know what I'm saying? If you got a flow and sound good, you know what I'm saying? For a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? You good money. But where I see myself at, I just see myself being original. I see myself just being me. You feel me? Like, I ain't about to talk about nothing I ain't never seen, nothing I ain't never heard. And I feel like I feel like a lot of people can relate to me because I'm coming from both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm coming from the both sides of the fence. Like, I didn't came from both sides of the fence. I done stayed where we ain't had no water in the house. And I also just left my house where I was gated community. You know what I'm saying? Facts, for real. And it's like I come from both sides of the fence. You feel me? So I can elaborate about a lot of stuff. I can understand about a lot of things from anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can relate to anybody. I feel like, and I just feel like conscious music. I wouldn't say I got conscious music, but I would say I wouldn't even know what to say about my music. I just don't know. I just don't think it's like this. It's like in this time, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's like right here, but I wouldn't say I'm in between. I'm probably in between conscious and just hip hop, you feel me? Hip hop. I'm in between. That's what I feel like. I don't feel like I'm with the real, the new era Detroit music or the new era industry. I just feel like I'm in between. Like, I ain't no conscious rapper, but at the same time, I have something to think about. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I heard when you did the review on birthday, and it made me happy because that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to give everybody the view of my birthday, for real. That was like the whole that was the whole view of my birthday. And when you said it back to me, I'm like, damn, I must be doing what I'm saying I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I must be doing what I'm saying I'm doing. Because even he knew, you know what I'm saying? He, from what he saw, from what he heard, he can tell the story of my birthday, you feel me? So that's how it was. Like, Top Sweet Niagara Falls got 20 falls, you know what I'm saying?
We used to have nothing.
Real, you feel me? Like,
birthday with the birthdays.
That's real. And I made a song. That's my, you know what I'm saying? That's my life. I'm speaking real facts. I'm giving you the story of my birthday. And you know what I'm saying? You can turn up to it at the same time. You can feel it like, damn, that shit was lit. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got another question for you now, man. So how did, you know, the transition to the music industry change you, like, as a businessman? Like, how did that have an effect on your business? Like, how you think about, you know, just the flow of money, marketing, all that type of stuff, man? Because you was talking about, you feel me, getting that streaming check, you feel me? And so I know, you feel me, that Detroit hustle is like, shit. So it's like, you feel me, like, so now, like looking from that lens, like, how did that, you feel me, you feel like it's changing you, like, as a businessman?
Man, it changed me as a businessman because right now, social media winning. You feel me? Right now, social media is where it's at. And, like, different streams is getting me more out there. I'm building a bigger team, man. Shout out to Ends, like I said last time, because they did my, Computer Love, my Computer Love. Yeah. My Computer Love, my Computer Love went over a cake. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to y'all.
Hey. And, hey, hold on, man. Let me pause you real fast. Hey, go on YouTube, man, when y'all get time, man. Go search Will Capo Computer Love, man. Type in real fast. My bad. I just had to, you know, throw it out there.
Facts, bro. It did 1K. It did more. The Ends page did more than what some of the stuff did on my page. And that's big love. That's big love right there, for real.
Appreciate you.
So I'm just trying to, it was crazy because I've been thinking about this earlier, but I'm like through this hardcore team, whatever it's called. I'm building an actual team. I'm trying to build an actual team, with like family and stuff to get my music more out there. I was thinking about that all day today, for real, man. And I was thinking like I want to build a better team for this for social media, because social media winning right now. And I want to do it from even the high schoolers. You know what I'm saying? I got a little brother that's a high schooler. You feel me? We need all the promo we can get. And I'm thinking about
that's real.
I'm thinking about building that on top of that. For my music streams, you know.
So my question for you is, what do you think, like, so far, what are you seeing as some of the most, you know, most important pieces, you know, to building a team for you?
Oh, building a team. The most important piece is everybody got to be one on one sound, man. One beat, you feel me? No matter what each other do, everybody got to know their role, man. That's what I learned. Everybody got to know their role and play it to the team. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody got to know their role, and when after everybody know their role, they got to play their role. They got to play their role good. You know what I'm saying? Like if we playing football, if I ain't got the best hands, but I can throw the ball, you know what I'm saying? I can be the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got better hands. All right, you be the receiver. You feel me? But that's what you do. You feel me? Don't try to come over here and try to tell me throw a fade. And the hitch is gonna be open. You know what I'm saying? He's a quarterback. He's a quarterback. But you know, everybody got to play their position, man. Yeah. That's the biggest thing, man. And support go hard. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what they got to do. They got to. Like, they got to play. You have to play your position if you want to win. That's in anything. You know what I'm saying? Any team, sports, whatever you do, business.
You gotta play and know your role.
You got to know your role, and you got to play it to the team. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to have the most motivation. Like, you put in, you get what you put in. Like, today was crazy. Like, I got an example today. Like, today, I ain't going to even lie. Like, I wasn't even going to work out today. I was about to be straight chilling. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing my mile and a half every day. I was about to be straight chilling. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, I got the 5 o'clock. I woke up at probably, like, maybe 1 in the afternoon or whatever. I've been up all night. So, I'm like, I got to about 5 o'clock to, you know, hit up Shabazz. And we going to be on here. You feel me? And then, like, people start tagging me in, like, challenges and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. You ain't the... And then my frat brother, he was like, you ain't the only one running. He tagged me into it. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I put this into the world. You know what I'm saying? I put this in the world to be healthy, to challenge each other. You feel me? And it just came back today. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, I was thinking about that while I was running. I was like, that's crazy. Cause I wasn't going to do it. Like, I was about to chill all day, take a day off. And the people that, you know what I'm saying, y'all that know me, like, I don't chill. Like, every day is a must. Something. I got to get something done. But today was going to be a body shutdown, just chill, Will. You know what I'm saying? And I had put that into the earth and put that into the world to be healthy and challenge each other. And I got challenged today. And I'm happy I did go out there and work hard and do what I was supposed to do because I wasn't going to do it. But I had put that into the world, and the world just gave it back to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have never, I would have never thought I would have had two or three, four off like this, though. It was crazy. It was like this, like back to back to back to back. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I got to get up because that's what it is. You feel me? Like, that's what I put into the world. So the world just gave it back. And you got to be ready for it.